we launch in hour number two of the program. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to come back and talk more about my revocation, Mark. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Revocation?
Revocation?
Yeah, you probably say it either way. But
okay, my revocation of my membership, my life membership in the Libertarian Party. We'll get back to that discussion, but we've got calls on the line, so we go to them. And we'll start with Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. My source for this was a newspaper, but back in the early 1900s, a group of Mormons huddled in Short Creek in the hopes of escaping the church and government because they were polygamists. They got caught.
Mm-hmm.
They got caught.
Uh-huh. So are you saying that the Mormons have been persecuted for a long time by the government?
Yes. In 1953, this is how it pertains to today, the U.S. government swept into Short Creek again and took 236 children.
Wow. I had no idea this had happened before. And it was a federal thing?
Yes.
That's amazing, Dave.
And it was an FLDS the second time.
Wow. Yeah. So the terrorism continues. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Look, I don't like what the FLDS people did as far as taking welfare payments in order to support their lifestyle. I think they should be able to support their damn lifestyle on their own.
I don't think they can necessarily. That's one of the things is if we didn't have welfare enabled the polygamy. And then we go in.
Well, you can still have polygamy, just not that many wives.
It enabled the FLDS's form of polygamy.
Yeah. Yeah. So while I'm not in favor of them taking welfare, I'm also certainly not in favor of them having their children stolen from them by whether it be the federal government, as in Dave's example, or the Texas state government, as in the most recent example, this tragedy in Texas where they've stolen over 400 children from their parents based on the accusations of what has now apparently been revealed to be a prankster or a hoaxster.
Yeah.
And now these kids have been forced out of their homes. They're being forced to be DNA tested, the parents.
Oh, all the parents think that unless they give the DNA test, they're not going to get their kids back.
Yeah, I think they're going to give the DNA and not get their kids back and get charged with statutory rape.
Precisely.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue and talk to John in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John. John?
Yes, I just sort of tuned in where you were talking about the indistinguishability between the different candidates. I suck, I didn't realize you were a libertarian, but maybe that'd be a different subject. I think that all of them are really controlled by the military-industrial complex. In fact, this year there's been a slight shift, whereas the Republicans under Bush were getting more from the military-industrial complex the last two elections. Apparently they've been discredited, even with all the help that the corporate media did in helping and amplifying all of the Bush administration's lies, the lies into this dirty war. So they don't have much credibility anymore, and it seems that the military...
Who's they? I'm sorry, who's they that doesn't have credibility?
Well, the Bush-Cheney administration.
Did they ever? I guess they didn't.
I think with the help of the media, they did after their inside job 9/11 and thereafter until... Despite the best efforts of the media, researchers, many others who moved from the beginning, their information got out to larger segments of the public. Now they're down in the dumpster, and I think the elite of the military-industrial complex, allied with the Israeli lobby, are turning to the Democrats, or at least...
No, it's because they're two sides of one coin, and I think you're absolutely right. There's a whole lot of money from that military-industrial complex, and the Democrats are just as warmongering. They're not as in-your-face about it, I think, as the Republicans are. And,
well, certainly used to be the party of foreign wars.
Yeah, Clinton bombed Iraq, too, so...
Iraq and bombed Yugoslavia with the full support of the Republicans. It's always been a bipartisan warmongering through the last half-century and more.
Right, and everybody's paying for it, too, which is why I say I think you should stop. Thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, thugs should be resisted. And it's time people started saying no to bending over for these people.
You know, I asked a question one time to a guy for whom I was filling in on some radio work, and you know the guy, Ian, and he's an absolute jerk. But anyway, I was in a phone conversation with him one time, and I was asking him, so do you think that we have the United States, I should say, that the United States government has a right to invade a country where there are mineral resources that are essential for our economy or for our national defense? Oh, absolutely. So let me ask you this. If let's say, South Yemen companies did not want to sell us some of the minerals that were there, diamonds, plutonium, uranium, all the different types of things that get out of the ground there, would the United States government have the right to invade if they didn't want to sell something to us? What if they charge too much? Could we invade then? Where do you draw the line here? And he's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. This guy sees no compunction about it. Where did they get the rights from in the first place? I have no clue.
How can a government have a right?
I thought individuals had rights. It's beyond me. I can't even imagine someone saying, that, you know, first of all, it's human ingenuity that makes these things resources in the first place. And second, to say that, well, we need these things, ergo we can take them. I said, well, how is that any different than somebody saying, I need your money at your house and I'm going to break in?
It's not.
It's not a need. But like oil isn't a need. Gasoline isn't a need. It's a need to keep the society the way it is. But we want that.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's a want. And if you can just use the military to do what you want, you essentially have hired a mercenary task.
You're a gangster.
Yeah. And you know, you look back at those decades, and I was looking back in a great book from the Von Mises Institute called Reassessing the Presidency, and there's some terrific articles in there about how we got drawn into World War II. Roosevelt, Democrat, totally tied in with Churchill, you know, all sorts of money being handed out for military things. Then you got Lyndon Johnson, Vietnam. You know, it's certainly not just the Republicans, as you guys were saying, and as the caller was saying. You know, I don't ascribe complete validity to the conspiracy theory of the 9/11 stuff, whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's your
there's enough stuff to be critical on the military-industrial complex for that.
And we already know they're bad. Yeah. We already know they're all bad.
Yeah, and if you want to, you know, deride corporatism, all you have to do is look at what Archer Daniels Midland has done to everybody's stinking gas tank and breadbasket cost. This is ridiculous.
We continue with your phone calls. We go to Kevin in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin. Kevin, New York. Going once. Hello.
Another interesting thing about public schools here. Government schools there.
Yes, sir.
I heard about this last week that the comptroller was looking at the pension plan. He found four private attorneys in the state's pension plan system.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Well, the thing is, it goes on that these districts have need legal advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they hire a local attorney and much is good at it, and somehow he got worked into the pension plan.
Nice. So because he's a consultant to the school district and hired on an occasional basis, that's good enough for a pension plan.
In this one account, three county area, the attorney general is going to investigate the 37 state board of cooperative education services organizations, and the head of the one district, he said he doesn't believe his organization committed fraud.
Well, yeah, it's a government organization. They can't possibly commit fraud. They're made up of angels. See,
and
thank you for the call.
Yeah, isn't that sort of like the government investigating 9/11? You know, or having like Warren Rudman was appointed to a group to investigate Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and amazingly, they came up with some ideas to say, "Well, just reform it and keep it going, though, because it's very important."
It is.
The government
giving
loans for businesses and houses.
It's the same with the police investigating themselves when there's some sort of complaint.
Oh, absolutely.
They always come back and say, "Oh, it's all fine."
This whole thing about this shooting, you know, you listen to all this tragedy.
In New York?
The very, very tragic incident in New York.
50 shots?
50 shots. And
unarmed man?
All these people are out there saying, oh, Al Sharpton's just a race better. Did you know that the two of the cops of those people who were defendants, they were black, and so therefore this can't be a racist thing in any way whatsoever. Like, what?
Race is such a distraction. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is about force. It's about aggression. It's about a gang of people out of control. They need to be stopped.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring out what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's FTL, $10 off your order, LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls. Let's talk to Jarvis in Pennsylvania on the Amp Line. Hey, Jarvis.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
First, I had a quick comment for Ian.
Yes, sir.
Finished listening to your audiobook, A Market for Liberty. I want to say great job, and thanks
excellent.
For doing that.
It's a great book. Highly recommend it. You can go to book.freekeen.com. Obviously, you already know this, but everyone else who hasn't had the chance to hear or read it, and you can download either an audiobook form or you can actually download a PDF version as well if you'd prefer to read it to yourself. Again, that's book.freekeen.com. Go ahead with your point tonight, sir.
Great, yeah. I just saw recently Who Killed the Electric Car, and I wanted to share my thoughts about it because I think there's kind of a libertarian message hidden in there that's not like what they say, but you can find it.
So this is the movie that, as I understand it, takes a look at the history of inventions, alternative energy inventions, specifically electric cars, and suggests that there has been an active effort to suppress them?
That's basically their conclusion. That's right. Basically, if you watch it, the facts are pretty much presented in the first 30 minutes. So if you don't care about all the conspiracy theory musings, you can just watch the beginning. And actually, I can summarize the facts in like probably a minute. If I can just go through that quick,
sure,
and then I'll get to my point.
Yeah.
So basically, the facts are GM produced a prototype electric car in 1990 called the Impact. By 1997, they had been able to come up with a production model called the EV1, and they leased it out. And from 1997 to 2000, they were able to lease a total of 1,117 EV1s, just over 1,000 cars they leased. Meanwhile, the California Air Resources Board decided to use the existence of these cars as a justification for mandating that car companies produce electric cars, in particular what they called zero-emission vehicles. They mandated that by 1998, again, 1 year after the first production model was even available, by 1998 they mandated that 2% of all cars sold had to be zero emission, and by 2003 it had to be 10%. So obviously, you know, 1,000 is nowhere near 2% of the cars sold in California. So GM essentially decided the only way to get out of the mandate was to demonstrate there was no demand for the cars rather than, you know, what little demand there was. So they, you know, basically cut production and recalled all the cars and then tried to, you know, sabotage their what demand there was and make evidence that there was no demand and try to convince CARB, the Air Resource Board, to change their decision. And it succeeded. So CARB went back on their decision when they couldn't.
That's interesting because as a matter of economics, if there were sufficient demand, I mean, they're coming up with new products all the time, and so are all sorts of other companies. And if there were demand, you would think that they would continue with that. But it's very interesting because if the government regulation set too high a standard too soon, maybe they thought the curve was too sharp and they couldn't reach those sufficiently, so they decided, okay, we'll try to sabotage this. This is a very strange manipulation of the market due to those regulations.
That's right. That's right. I totally agree. And, of course, the movie blames CARB for killing the electric car as one of its culprits, not for the first thing, but for getting rid of the mandate. So they said that, well, if they had just kept the mandate, we'd have electric cars today. But it seemed obvious to me, that's what I mean, like it's hidden in there, that it was the first event when they mandated these electric cars.
So it was a politically motivated decision to actually get rid of the EV1, is what you're saying.
That's right. It seemed like they felt that that was the only way they could get out of the mandate. Like if they had no cars to sell, then CARB would be forced. But if they had a few out there, then CARB could keep saying, well, see, these people want it. You should be able to produce more.
And interesting.
So
fascinating.
That seemed to be the...
It's sort of like, for example, like HDTV. We know that in 2009, the HDTV regulations will be such, and these commercials are out there on the air saying, and the phrasing of them is hilarious. They say, high-definition television is so good, it's going to be mandated by law in 2009.
Oh, my gosh. Are you
serious? Have you heard those things?
No, I don't watch TV.
They have them on WMUR here in New Hampshire, and they have them on some radio stations that I've heard here and there. And it's just such ridiculous, stupid, non-logical, non-linear thinking. It's so dumb.
So gross.
But and what's fascinating is if you were to take that, for example, and say, okay, look, we know that the curve towards HDTV is going at a certain slope. But let's say they mandated by such and such a date that X number of televisions had to have HDTV mm-hmm. unless they could show that there wasn't a market demand for it. That one caveat, that one out, would then get possibly inspire this perverse incentive for the businesses to actually work against a long-term growth possibility because in the short term it doesn't grow steep enough. Is that correct? Is that where we're going on this?
Sounds like it. Jarvis?
Yeah, basically.
Thanks for the call.
I came up with an,
go ahead.
When I was talking to my wife about this, I came up with an analogy of LaserDisc players. And I was imagining the case that once LaserDiscs came out, I imagine that the government thought it was bad to have tapes, like it was bad for the environment or something, and they mandated that in 10 years, 10% of all movies had to be on zero tape devices.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right? I mean, the same thing would have happened. We wouldn't have DVDs today. We wouldn't have Blu-ray. They would have tried to kill the whole thing because, you know, LaserDisc, I mean, it took forever for LaserDisc to catch on. And
LaserDisc never caught on. They never caught on. All the way
well,
to the end.
Until it became a DVD.
Yeah. Right?
DVDs are kind of a small LaserDisc.
Right. Yeah, sort of, kind of. Laserdiscs, to get into the technicalities, Laserdiscs are actually an analog format, while DVD is digital. Thank you for the call, dude. Dude, appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Laserdiscs are 12-inch platters for our younger listeners that don't know. They're 12-inch platters. Maybe you've seen LPs, the old black record things that your parents might have.
Vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, vinyl. Well, Laserdiscs were that size, and they were much better as far as picture quality than VHS was, but you couldn't record to them. You could only play back, and you had to flip sides.
Yeah, you'd be in the middle of a movie and had
how
to, like,
awful.
Yeah.
Now they did design players that did an auto flip, so essentially there would be either two lasers or the laser would sort of like flip over to the other side of the disc, and so you wouldn't have to flip that disc. But on longer movies that couldn't fit on one disc, you'd have to change the disc out at some point. So if the movie was over 2 hours long, you would have to change the disc.
A lot of people don't even know that video disc technology was happening in the 70s for instant replays for sports. I did a big research paper on this at BU. And for instant replay for sports, they were using laser discs back then.
Hmm.
And I remember those Scholastic people they used to have with the weekly reader. You'd get the weekly reader in school. I remember that I kept one of them because I had a picture of King Kong, and it said, someday you'll be able to watch these on a disc at home. I'm like, ooh, that's so cool.
Hell, they were right about that.
Yeah.
So, kudos.
Other than
to
all the other socialist crap the weekly reader had.
Laser disc, though, I was a huge fan in the 90s, but laser disc did fill a market segment. It never got big enough to be popular in the marketplace, but it was popular
enough.
People
really liked it.
Yeah, it was popular enough amongst the home theater enthusiasts and the videophiles out there that it did manage to survive from its creation in the early 80s or late 70s all the way up through the late 90s. So it really actually did. It overlapped DVD slightly by a couple of years, and then they ceased production. So it got the job done. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
This is the GCN Radio Network. Home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, we talk. By the way, that's what the show is about. You can call about anything. We talk to Mark in Brazil. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How do they say hello in Brazil? Is it hola or is it something else?
Bom dia.
You can say hello, you can say hola.
Okay.
You can say oi.
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 Well, oi, Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I want to talk about this argument about live it or leave it, and if you stay, you consent.
Oh, yes, this idea that
America is a free country because you're free to leave.
Yeah.
Essentially, you know, the freedoms that we have left in this country are, you know, the freedom to of religion, the freedom to complain about the freedom of speech, and which is the freedom to complain, and then, of course, the freedom to get the hell out if you don't like the way we're running the country.
Right, so the suggestion is we're going to let you leave if you don't agree with all the crap the government does. You can't live here unless you agree with all the crap the government does, right?
Yeah, and if you stay, then they say that you're consenting.
Right.
But this I wanted to try to expose the argument and give a good counter that you can use, which is their argument right. Essentially is a blame the victim argument, which is you're the victim supposedly of this abuse, and if you're staying here, then you're consenting to the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, blaming you rather than blaming the aggressor.
Right, as though I'm a beaten wife still in the house with my abusive
exactly.
husband.
That's the analogy that you got to use, is when people come at you with about, oh, if you stay here, you consent. You say, well, you blame the wife who stays with the husband who beats her every day.
I do a little
and
bit.
And obviously no one would agree with that, right?
Well, right, but I think the difference, one of the points I would make on that is that this would be like a wife who owns her own house saying, just letting her abusive husband stay in the house. Whereas it's her house. She could at any time kick him out, change the locks, and, you know, be done with him. Same thing with us. This is my house. This is my property. This is my freedom. I'm kicking out the government. I don't want them around in my life anymore. I don't want to be part of their coercive society. And so me and a bunch of my friends here in New Hampshire are going to, both natives of the state and incoming people as part of the Free State Project, we're all going to say no to this government game. We're not going to play it anymore. We're going to live free, and we're going to kick the government out of our houses. That's how I view it.
So be it, but they're still going to respond, but hey, you're still in the U.S., therefore you're consenting to all this, and therefore you have to pay taxes and obey the laws and whatever else. So I will go back to the argument is, no, just because I stay here doesn't mean I'm consenting. I'm the victim of your aggression.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not consenting anything. I just don't have any way right now of dealing with that aggression. And in fact, there's no reason for me to leave. I'm going to do exactly what you're talking about, which is I'm going to do my best to fight and defend myself.
Absolutely. You know,
but I'm in no way consenting just simply because I'm here still.
No. There's a principle in political philosophy called the right to exit. And if your choices, your relative choices are relatively worse, or the ability to be able to exit is so restricted that you can't leave.
Where else could I go? Another government?
No, right, no, but exactly. you're focusing on whether you can or cannot leave. And
right,
that's not
right.
The,
well,
that's
I'm
not
now
the
going,
decision.
But I'm going into the next phase, which is, or if you just decide you don't want to. If you want to play their game, then you use the right to exit. You say, look, even if there are the other options, those other options might not be as good as what I have here. I might not have a right to get away. But also, what if I want to just exercise my right to exist where I am? You don't have a say. You don't have a claim on me.
Do you own me?
Right. So I think in both ways, if you want to play their game, you can beat them using the right to exit philosophy, and then trump them even over that with the morality of individual sovereignty.
Well, what I usually do in that particular instance is, you know, there's the founding fathers out there, Mark, and they're sort of somewhat unimpeachable for some reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you say, well, were the founding fathers wrong to want freedom from King George back in the 1770s? I mean, they didn't leave their country, but the king was legitimate. The king's government was there. They didn't pick up and leave. They said, no, we're not going to take it. And they fought.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I hear you, but you take that argument to most people, and you're just going to lose them, I think, unfortunately, because most people are like, well, founding fathers, like, whatever. But if you put it in real current-day terms, which is, look, a wife who's beaten and still chooses to stay at home is not to blame for the aggression that takes place against her, and she's not consenting to it.
I think she's not consenting, but I think that to some extent, I really do feel like if
she could change the situation.
A lot of people get all caught up in there, and they say that, well, it's crazy to stay in a house where a person's beating on you. And if you have the opportunity to leave, you should. So I think that there's the people have emotional thoughts about.
I think that's a very simplistic analysis because obviously there are a far number. Of other factors in play, and you can't simply isolate and say, oh, it's a question of freedom, therefore if you don't leave, you're consenting. No, there are a whole bunch of other factors. You have a basket of values in play, and all you have is one mechanism, stay
right.
or leave, and you
right.
can't use that as your decision for addressing all those issues.
You know something that strikes me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I know it's going back a little bit to something that you didn't want to concentrate on which you didn't want to concentrate. But there's a thought that just comes to mind. I was chatting with my mother about this recently, and she's in her 80s, and we were talking about. I said, you know what's fascinating is if you look at the founding fathers and what they did at the time, violent revolution. When supposedly there was a representative body and they were working on getting representation, were they not going to get representation? But if you look at what we have now, it's amazing that people don't rise up in arms against the so-called representative body that we have in Washington now.
They won't do it when they come to take their guns.
Yeah, it's extremely...
Or children.
It's very frustrating. And you look at just how bad things are, I'm saying to myself, you know... The founders at the time, they threw off one yoke essentially to to throw us on, throw another one on us, unfortunately. Some of the guys had really good intentions, but the system they came up with, they did not understand that people would corrupt it. A piece of paper can't stand against
it. Mark, do you have any other comments?
That's all. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue here. It's such a frustrating claim, the idea that, well, if you don't like it here, get out.
Well, it's frustrating in one level in that the person is so simple, you know, that's their best argument.
Yeah.
You don't like it here in America where you were born in a free country? It's free. You don't like the freedom we got here in this free country where if you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail, and you smoke pot, you go to jail? You don't like those freedoms? Well, get the hell out.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. It really is quite an indicator.
Is and somebody who uses it is a moron.
Yeah, you might as well just move on at that point. But you know, how about responding, well, wait a minute, I like it here. Are you suggesting that my only freedom in this country is to either stay or go, and if I stay, I'm somehow implicitly agreeing to all of these rules? Well, how would that happen exactly? Are you suggesting I'm a slave that has only one choice, that I can choose to leave the plantation, but if I stay on the plantation?
It's the conceit of someone trying to tell you what you think and how you value your thoughts. That's one of the major problems. For example, Thomas Sasse writes a lot about this, you know, in his book Heresies and things like that, in the psychiatric profession. But it's the same sort of thing, whether we're talking battered wife syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, anything like that. On a governmental policy level, for somebody else to tell you, and I'm not talking about people who have been kidnapped or something like that, but for somebody else to tell you that they can tell you why you're staying or they can tell you why you haven't left is ridiculous. They don't know what's going on in your head. We're all individuals. So it's a total non-starter for me.
It absolutely is. And would love to have your comments here at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Well, here's another question. Wasn't this originally the concept of this country, that the government was created by the consent of the governed? Are you telling me that I can no longer withdraw that consent? That I was born consenting and forever must be consenting, else I must leave? I mean, this is just in the realm of absurdity. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to the program. And once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. They've got virtually everything. But if you need knobs, pulls, and faucets, then you can get those at wholesale prices. Perhaps you're remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom. You can also support at the same time a business that supports Free Talk Live, and that is innerknobs.com.
An avid listener and Liberty lover.
Yeah, save 10% on your order, and I've seen their selection. It's very nice.
Like all of them.
Yeah. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, innerknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at innerknobs.com. 800-259-9231, continuing with your calls. Nigel, in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hello? Hi. Wanted to say that I am sending in my Libertarian Party membership card for much of the same reasons that you called in and told them to cancel your membership. I had actually stopped paying dues a while ago, but I figure I might as well send in that little piece of plastic as well.
Oh, okay, so you are sending your card to them. You're revoking your membership as I have revoked my membership.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna really spend the 41 cents or 42 cents or whatever it would cost in order to do that, but thank you for the reminder. I think I have that card around here somewhere. Maybe I'll cut it up here in a moment on the camera at cam.freetalklive.com during one of the breaks so everyone can see me cut it up. That is, if I can find it. I don't know where it is. But anything else you wanted to say? Any thoughts about the LP in general or what really inspired this?
Well, I mean, it's kind of sad for me because I came to Liberty through the LP. Somebody on some sketchy web forum somewhere linked me to their platform, and I read through it, and this was before it got gutted. And, you know, it made a lot of sense to me. I'd kind of been lost politically.
I'm with you there. I had a similar experience.
That led me to TamaraTruth.com, which you used to write for, which led me to your show.
Excellent.
But, you know, they just seem to have completely abandoned everything that they used to do. And what really got to me was how they welcomed Mike Gravel. Because the man made no effort to say, you know, I've realized that I'm a libertarian or anything like that. He just said, I'm going to be continuing my presidential campaign within the Libertarian Party.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I'm not changing my... I don't have any principle, or I'm not understanding the Libertarian Party's message, but I'm going to go and join it anyway, because I am a washed-up politician, and I know people will pay attention to me if I join the LP.
And the guy's a burnout, too, so it doesn't. It isn't even like he got the more than, 200 news stories that nobody read.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in microcosm, it reminds me of what the Republicans did over the past 15 years in the state of New Hampshire, which was to welcome all these people who were formerly registered as Democrats and started to run for our state legislature. And, they didn't hold on to 90% of what the Republican Party platform was, which was actually a pretty libertarian-minded type thing here in the state. And it seems to me that when you got a guy like Mike Gravel, whose only real claim, I think, to any sort of libertarian facets
would be on
the drug war and Iraq, and that would be about it. Exactly. I can't really think of anything else. And he's a very nice guy, but I'm just... How can you be so inclusive? It's like if you're,
it's the big tent thing, Gardner. Yeah. See, that's what they've been talking about for years in the LP, is this big tent idea that, oh, we need to water down. You see, we haven't gotten elected for 3 decades, so we just need to water down our message. So anybody who likes freedom on one issue can come in and join our party. Sure, you can be a statist on everything else, and you can support government coercion and force on virtually all issues. But if you're with us on one issue, we're going to call you a libertarian. Here's your membership card. Sure. Oh, you signed that pledge? Well, it's just a signature. It's not like we're going to kick you out if you advocate the initiation of force. Because if you pick up a copy of the Libertarian Party News and read it, actually look at the thing, it's in awful shape. It used to be so much better than it is today.
Yeah.
But if you pick up a copy of the LP News and look at the letters to the editor, I mean, you would never guess it was a libertarian organization. There are so many pro-government force letters in there. It's just disgusting.
We were talking about this off the air, Ian, and really the founding, the core principle of the Libertarian Party, the non-initiation of force, is an anarchist principle.
If you want to use that
in
term.
In a way, yeah. Because,
I think
because
the people that founded the LP might have... they might have agreed with using that term back then, but I feel like that term, like the term libertarian, has been destroyed
by
popular culture.
Yeah, I agree. But I think what's interesting is, and we were talking about this off the air a little bit, whether or not someone who really believed in that libertarian tenet could take the oath of office for the presidency and actually agree to execute the laws that were passed by Congress. Most of the laws, 99.99% of them, are unconstitutional in the first place, and I would say that 99.99999, even if they are constitutional, might infringe on that initiation of force thing, because you have to have some involuntary seizure of tax money based on the constitutional provisions. And the constitutional provisions, the government was funded through excise taxes and tariffs. Those are not voluntary in any way.
So, yeah, I'm with you there. I don't think I was looking at the New Hampshire state government's oath of office, which if you were to even just be elected as a city councilor, you would have to take that oath.
Right.
And even in there, there's an oath to the United States government.
Yeah.
And I mean, just on that basis alone, I didn't even really get to read the rest. I mean, I stopped right there and said, well, I couldn't possibly take this oath because I have an allegiance to the principles of liberty and freedom, to non-aggression, to voluntarism.
Also, as a state legislator or whatever, your allegiance should be to the state, if nothing else.
Yeah.
It not to the United States government. What if it was in the best interest of the state to secede?
And it is.
Yes, absolutely right. Great point. And so these sorts of things, they're, it's quite a mixture, I think. If you are a libertarian or an anarcho-capitalist or a voluntarist running for an office, which is at its heart not consistent with voluntarism. Those are very difficult things to deal with. I would love to be able to talk to Mary Wart, and or I wish Harry Brown was still around to be able to talk to these guys about this sort of thing. Who knows?
I've contacted the Mary Roart's campaign to try to get her on the show.
Yeah, boy.
So maybe I'll get her in here on Monday night.
Yeah, and I bet she has a great, great series of thoughts on this because she's so brilliant. It would be great to hear what she has to say.
Nigel, do you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
Not really, just that I'm also kind of with Mark that after everything with Ron Paul, I mean, I campaigned for him over my winter break in Iowa and South Carolina, and I talked to hundreds if not thousands of people, and I just... made me realize that politics is hopeless, that voters in most parts of the country just don't want to think.
You got it, Nigel. Thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. That reminds me, I should probably take down the Ron Paul sign
at this point. He's still running, so...
I don't know. I've been feeling very ambivalent about it.
Well, how many other people do you think might be feeling this way? I think there's a very steep learning curve regarding people who start looking at politics. Also, an energy drain downward for people who get involved in politics, whether it's on the state level or on the national level.
You burn out, sure.
Yeah, you burn out quickly, and then you start thinking to yourself, look, what are we getting out of this? We're getting people involved in the Libertarian Party who want to compromise in order to win. Well, what did that do for the Republican Party? To turn them into the Democrat Party.
You know,
it's pretty sad.
And now you've got the Libertarian Party is essentially Republican light. I mean, I'm choosing the Republicans just because that's sort of the impression that people get is that Libertarians are a bunch of Republicans. And with the statements they're making, it's understandable why people would get that impression with the things they're doing.
Well, I think we're caught up also in a mindset where we're looking at trying to affect political change. And right now, the most successful political change that led to freedom was what the founders did. That, unfortunately, in the short term led to some freedom, but it also led to a lot of problems, and the Constitution
will never be the solution.
Yeah.
And we can talk more about this coming up here in hour number three, that politics is not ever going to be the solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime.
I think it can help.
Maybe. And we'll see how the politicos here in New Hampshire are successful or not during the next election season. But the fact is, there can be so much more done in the marketplace within those 2 to 4 year periods that absolutely nothing happens in the world of politics. Because from what I've seen, the market-based activism has been far more effective than any of the political activism has. And certainly, national politics is a total waste of time and effort. But we will continue this discussion here in a few moments at 800-259-9231. I've got some more comments from the blog post at freekeen.com, sort of about a little bit about my history with the Libertarian Party, what got me started, and then where I began to become disillusioned with the whole idea of party politics and how inefficient it all is, and how I got down the road that I'm on today that took me a decade of my life to travel. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.